Monday, January 26th. Memorial of St. Polycarp, Bishop and Martyr. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. John, Chapter 3, Verses 10 through 16. Most dearly beloved, whosoever is not just is not of God, nor he that loveth not his brother. For this is the declaration which you have heard from the beginning, that you should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and killed his brother. And wherefore did he kill him? Because his own works were wicked, and his brother's just. Wonder not, brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death to life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in himself. In this we have known the charity of God, because he hath laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Haydock Commentary. We know that we have passed from death to life, that is, from the death of sin to the life of grace. We know it by a moral certainty when we experience in our heart a love of our neighbor. He that loveth not God and his neighbor abideth in death. He that hateth his brother with a mortal hatred or to a considerable degree is a murderer. In this we have known the charity of God, because he hath laid down his life for us. Jesus Christ, therefore, who laid down his life for us, is God. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 through 32. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Nothing is covered that shall not be revealed, nor hid that shall not be known. That which I tell you in the dark, speak ye in the light, and that which you hear in the ear, preach ye upon the housetops. And fear ye not them that kill the body, and are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him that can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, better are you than many sparrows. Every one therefore that shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven." Haydock Commentary. There is nothing hid that shall not be revealed, even in this life, for truth, however much oppressed, is yet accustomed at length to rise superior to oppression. What Christ therefore says here is, although the wicked persecute you, yet your virtue shall at length be known. Patience for a while, and soon your charity, which is now unknown, shall be renowned throughout the whole earth. You shall be blessed by all as the greatest benefactors, as the cultivators of virtue, while the words of your adversaries shall be heard with the greatest contempt. So says St. John Chrysostom. We must not suppose that our Savior was accustomed to deliver his instructions to his apostles in the secret of the night, or teach them in private by whispers, but he uses here a figure of speech to convey to the minds of his apostles the insignificancy of Judea, where he was speaking, in comparison of the whole world, which they were to instruct, and the low whisper of his voice compared to the sound which they shall send forth to the ends of the earth. So says St. John Chrysostom. The tops of the houses in Palestine were flat, and the inhabitants were accustomed to assemble on them and discourse together in great numbers. To preach, therefore, on the top of a house is the same as to preach where there is a great concourse of people. Fear not those that are able to kill the body, but not able to kill the soul. Men are afraid of a prison, yet they are not afraid of hellfire. They fear temporal punishments, but dread not the torments of eternal fire. So says St. Augustine. He who continually fears hell will never fall into it, but he who is negligent will undoubtedly fall. So says St. John Chrysostom. Sparrows are of very small value, and yet divine providence defends and feeds them. How much more, therefore, will not God take care of you, who so far excel them? No one, therefore, will be able to rob you of life without God's permission. God does not number the hairs of our heads after the manner of men, but by these words our Savior shows the infinite knowledge the Almighty has of all things, and the goodness of his providence watching over every, even the most minute part of the creation. Christ admonishes us in our greatest undertakings to put our trust in God. So says St. Bernard.